You're listening to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. Idaho lawmakers passed a host of measures this session that target transgender people. One group says this effort is connected to a wider movement to weaken democracy. Eric Tegedoff has more.
One of the most controversial pieces of legislation passed was a measure that bans gender-affirming care for youth. But Kate Bitz with Western States Center notes this and other measures have been introduced in previous sessions.
What we're seeing is a culmination of some of the really horrible claims that we've seen made about transgender people over the past years. And obviously, this is a tragic situation for the entire community in Idaho, and especially for trans kids.
Bitz says Idaho is a bellwether for these issues, noting that state lawmakers passed legislation in 2020 that banned transgender athletes in school sports, a law that has become ubiquitous in Republican-controlled states. For Northern Rockies News Service, I'm Eric Tegedoff.
After the Wyoming Legislature's Management Council guaranteed the right to remote public testimony during the interim legislative session, good governance groups are pushing lawmakers to extend virtual testimony during the regular winter session as well. Jen Lowe with the Equality State Policy Center says there will still need to be rules on how many people can comment and for how long, but virtual participation is a cat that can't be put back in the bag.
People have to be able to participate meaningfully in government and in a state like Wyoming that is so large and so challenging to travel across during the winter, the folks are able to participate virtually.
Some lawmakers have pushed back against remote testimony, pointing to technical challenges such as getting microphones and cameras working properly, that they can gum up the process. Others cut off remote testimony as one way to manage an increased interest from members of the public on hot-button issues such as banning trans students from participating in public school sports. Tyler Pratt, KHOL News.